From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is actor Joe Ayers. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Janae.
Joe stars in the hilarious play Noises Off. The slapstick comedy is about a theater company that is preparing to launch their production, but a lot of things go wrong. Oh, Lord. People are forgetting their lines. The castmates are hooking up with each other. And there's some unresolved tensions between folks. It's a mess. It's a funny mess, but it's a mess. Noises Off is running at the San Francisco Playhouse until November 8th. But right now, we're going to hear Joe's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is the Rocky Horror Show at Oasis in San Francisco. The show is in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the film The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The story is about a couple who seeks help at a mansion, but their visit turns into an adventure filled with singing and dancing. And when you go to this Oasis production, the audience will be highly encouraged to sing along with the performers. My producer, Porfirio Rangel, recently attended and had a blast. Joe, I don't even know why I need to ask. It's Oasis. It's Rocky Horror. But why did you pick this one?
I mean, right. It's Oasis. It's Rocky Horror, you know? And it's become, that production specifically, I feel like has become such a staple in San Francisco. And this is the last time that it's actually going to be performed, which is devastating. It's such a wonderful group of people. I have a lot of friends in the cast and just people whose work I really admire. And I'm really sad that it's the last time it's going to be happening. I mean, I love Rocky Horror. This production's incredible. And, you know, queer art makes the world go round. So get out there and support it. And I saw this recently, even for the productions that are sold out, they are offering free admission if you volunteer to usher. So there's another way to see it, even if tickets say they're unavailable.
That's the Rocky Horror Show at Oasis in San Francisco. You can see it now until November 1st. Tickets are sold out, but they'll have a limited number of tickets for sale at the box office on the day of each show. Your next pick is Baker Beach in San Francisco. The mile-long beach is located to the west of the Presidio. You can see great views of the ocean, the Marin Headlands, and the Golden Gate Bridge. As you walk along the beach, you can also find an abandoned artillery bunker, and it was built to protect underwater minefields during World War I. Definitely bring a jacket, but on a warm day, still bring a jacket, because it's Baker Beach in San Francisco. But no, it's definitely a lovely beach. What do you like to do at the beach? Why do you like coming here?
I mean, I lived in Southern California, born and raised, and I'm a beach boy through and through. And even when I lived up here, Baker Beach was one of my favorite spots. Just, you know, I mean, I love being at the beach. And this one specifically, like, that walk along the beach and that view of the Golden Gate Bridge, I mean, it's majestic. Like, it's when you see that, it's like, wow, I love this city. I love life, you know. Definitely bring a jacket, no matter probably what day it is, because the beach is always going to be cold. And, you know, Baker Beach, you're not going for the water necessarily, unless it's a hot day, but you're going for the views, you know. And it's just,
oh yeah,
it's very nice to feel like it gets a little outside of the city, you know, like farther out from kind of like the hubbub of everything. So it can be very relaxing and very peaceful. So it's just a nice little beautiful escape.
Yes, the characters from your play need to go to Baker Beach.
Oh, right.
They need to relax. That's Baker Beach in San Francisco. Your final pick is the Holiday Ice Rink in San Francisco's Union Square. Each skating session is an hour long. Special events include drag queens that are going to be doing ice skating performances. Wow! And polar bear skate, which is when you ice skate in beach attire. And if you don't know how to skate, you can register in a lottery online to have lessons. Joe, this is a classic San Francisco holiday event. You're going to be out there on ice.
I'm going to try to be. I'm hoping I'm still here before I have to go back to LA. But I wanted to, you know, give it to the people because it is such an iconic San Francisco holiday event, and it's so fun. I went last year with the Play That Goes Wrong cast, and we had a blast. I mean, it's just, it gets you in the holiday spirit. It's so cute seeing everyone, you know, come out and just be together right in front of the Macy's where it's all done up for the holidays. You know, it's very fun and very sweet. And then, you know, go get a hot chocolate right after.
Yeah, I was going to say, get a hot chocolate, get a hot tea, and then you have the Christmas tree right there. So
right, you can't beat it.
No, you can't beat it. That's the holiday ice rink in San Francisco. Union Square, and it's open from November 5th to January 19th. I've been speaking with actor Joe Ayers. Watch him perform in the hilarious show Noises Off, and it's currently running at the San Francisco Playhouse until November 5th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show, with me, Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.